Now to the devastating flood damage in the South. Tennessee's Cumberland River began to recede yesterday after heavy rains caused massive floodings in parts of Nashville and beyond. Listen to the voice of one Nashville resident.
Everything's ruined. The trucks is going to have to be took to shops, and I'm really concerned about that company across the street. That's tar and oil, and I just wonder if water got in all that.
Residents of Nashville are wondering what the water hasn't damaged. If you've seen pictures of the flooding in Nashville, it's extraordinary. Everything underwater, cars, vehicles underwater, landmark buildings underwater. Joining us once again, Blake Farmer, WPLN reporter in Nashville, Tennessee. Blake, have you managed to get back into your radio station yet?
You know, I'm talking to you from my home studio, if you could call it that. The office park called Metro Center, which is protected by about a 3-mile levee on the Cumberland River, is still a mandatory evacuation, and that's where our studios are. So you get me by cell phone.
At least 29 people have died in these floods, and authorities are going door-to-door to see if there are any more victims. That voice we just heard, Thomas Cox, is one of the business people that you've been talking to in the course of your reporting. What are people saying about this? I guess it's estimated to be a 500-year flood at this point.
You know, people don't even know. You know, folks are just now in many parts of the city and state just now trying to return to their homes. I mean, in fact, a lot of them still have houses that are very far underwater and can't get to them. Yesterday, talked to people who had borrowed canoes and they had their video cameras in a Ziploc bag trying to get to their house so they could videotape everything to kind of get the insurance process going. But, you know, it's a hopeless situation for so many.
Well, let's listen to Tyrone Parker and Vicky Cox, who are neighbors in the Pennington Bend neighborhood, who come back every day to see if the water is any lower in their own home.
It's kind of what we're doing, to come back each day to see how far the water's going down. And luckily, it stopped raining and it's able to go down.
Yeah, if your home is still standing, right, you're going to come back to it regardless.
Yeah.
If it's still standing,
yep,
come back to it. See what you can get in there and get.
How much of this is a total loss for residents and for neighborhoods?
You know, a total loss, that's how people feel, that, their livelihoods are gone, their possessions. I'm not sure how many of these houses are going to have to be bulldozed, certainly, but officials don't even have a count of how many homes might have been inundated. They're not even really posing a guess because there are so many, and the damage, you know, we're finding each day, more and more damage that, we didn't even know about. As the floodwaters recede, we see roads that are buckled that we wouldn't have even expected that the floodwaters could do.
Would you say at this point that this changes the sort of skyline, the sort of sense, the visual sense of Nashville, just like the flooding did on the Red River up north a couple of years back, Blake?
Well, it'll change the skyline for at least this week because the power has been turned off to many parts of downtown, as many of those skyscrapers still have water in their underground floors where most of the circuitry is for the electronics. We had submerged buildings like the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center, which is a new, beautiful building at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Will
be cleaned up.
All right, eventually cleaned up, and we'll talk to you when you're back in your radio station. Blake Farmer, WPLN reporter from Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.